Crows were among the first birds to be infected. Now many exotic birds kept in zoos are getting West Nile. Milwaukee County Zoo is one of the hardest hit by the disease, having lost 8 Humboldt penguins last month. Dr. Bill Foster is a veterinarian in Louisville who attended a conference in Milwaukee with colleagues around the country. Foster says there's disturbing evidence that the relatively new mosquito-borne disease may be transmitted in more ways than thought.
There may be some indications birds can pass it from into their eggs and subsequently causing chick mortalities. It is some indications that pigeons are feeding. They have a regimen where they feed their young by regurgitating food and called pigeon milk. And during those cases, we're also finding the transmission occurring.
In humans, there's concern the West Nile virus may be transmitted through blood transfusions. The Red Cross is taking extra precautions to ensure the safety of the blood supply. Foster says precaution, not panic, is the best course of action. He and other health experts welcome the cooler weather, saying it will slow down the spread of the West Nile virus and give them time to analyze data. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.